Good morning. This is Wayne Greer coming to you with the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. It is a beautiful day here in the high country, and we have had several pretty days, and I really enjoy this time of the year. The days cool down just a little bit, and the nights are cooler, and you can sleep without three fans blowing on you and all that. So it's good to be here in the studio today. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing great, Wynn.
Good, good. Yeah, it's good to see you. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
I did. I ran a little race, endurance race thing out in Todd called The Gauntlet. And that was on Saturday morning. And it was pretty fun, man.
Yeah.
It was like 4.3 miles through somebody's farm.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they knew about it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Started at the Riverside restaurant, which I still have yet to eat at, but
right. It
was beautiful out there, and it was perfect weather for that. So it was a lot of fun, and I finished, so I felt good about that.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I could do that or not.
All I wanted to do was finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it is good to be here the Tuesday after Labor Day, and we were talking about the Labor Day weekend, and I've been thinking this weekend, you know, what was going to address on this radio broadcast today, and I've been thinking about it, and just couldn't come up with anything specific. You know, I got a few current events I was going to talk about. I was going to mention also the sales tax increase referendum. You know, that was defeated handily last week, and so I talked a little bit about that. I was going to mention that and sort of the results of it, but I'm sure everybody knows about it. But I just was thinking this morning, I had done this once upon a time before. I had just opened up the phone lines and had what I called a bragging session on the Lord. And I'm going to read some scripture this morning out of Psalms 102. And I'll tell you, when I went to, there we got a caller already. Well, it flashed and then it quit.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, caller. You're on Blessings of Liberty.
Yeah, we're calling the swap shop.
Oh, well, the swap shop has expired, but I can give you another number to call, and they can probably take down your stuff. It's 264-2411. Try that number, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, swap shop's off the air. Sorry, folks.
Yes. I had a feeling that might have been the
swap. Yeah, I had a sneaking suspicion, too. Anyway, it's a popular show.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. Yeah, my coffee. Thanks, Wynn.
Hand that over the radio board there. Hope the cup doesn't break.
Dangerous game.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I was going to do, I was going to start out reading some scripture this morning, and I'd done this one once before, and there's another call. You want to try it again?
Give it a shot.
All right.
Hello, caller. You're on the air on Blessings of Liberty. Do you have a question for Wynn?
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. I have a question. Do you think that, you know, according to the Bible, that, you know, we are to follow our leaders, and maybe that, you know, God would not have a Antichrist as a leader of our country, although, you know, that's debatable. I realize that there's been some issues. That just seemed like kind of an extreme comment on a previous show, and I wonder if you had, like, a follow-up or, you know, and I'll just get off the air and let you answer that.
Okay. What was the question specifically?
About the Antichrist, that Obama was the Antichrist.
Okay. And should we follow him? Was that your question?
Yeah, according to the Bible, we are to follow our leaders, but, you know, we have the, you know, the legal right to vote them out of office. But, you know, I mean, do you really think that God would allow a leader of the United States to be elected as the Antichrist?
Well, yeah, God has given us a free choice, and when we make a choice, he allows those repercussions, you know, to take place in our lives. And I think what I'd referred to, I'm going to read just quickly out of 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 18.
Thanks for your question, Colin.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. I'm going to read out of 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 18. And I'd mentioned in studying the different, and this is a huge subject to get into this morning, but just in my studies that I had done, on the subject of the Antichrist, you know, years ago, I'd gotten into this and sort of been a ongoing study down through the years. And what I had, from the things that I had studied, what I said was that I would not rule him out as being a possible candidate. He very well could be. There's nothing that completely disqualifies him where you could say, no, he is definitely not the Antichrist. That will come in Revelation chapter number 3. But also I reference 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 18, where the Bible says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. That's talking about the one in the book of Revelation that we're most familiar with. The number of the beast shall be 666. You know, that Antichrist, we have heard that he shall come. John said this, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And in the world today, in the role of government in all the world, there are many Antichrists. There are a lot of leaders that are that would be classified as being anti-Christian. And so that's what I was referring to, but I appreciate that call there. And I'm going to go over to Psalms 103 and what we're doing today on the Blessings of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, if the Lord has done something good for you, you'd like to brag up on him, you have a testimony, God's answered a prayer for you. We done that one time. I don't know how long ago.
It's a little while ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'd mess it up if I tried to guess. But I'm going to begin reading in Psalms 103 just to sort of get us started today. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And I'll read some more verses there, but it goes on down in the end of that chapter, and it says, continuing the thought of blessing the Lord, which would be to brag upon him, to give praise unto his name. Verse 20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I really like what it says there in verse number 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, when we, you know, when somebody goes and looks for a job, now, used to be, sort of.
Not so easy to find one nowadays.
Not so easy to find now. In fact, I was noticing some of the cartoons yesterday. He was talking about, what are you doing today? Well, I'm going to work. Well, you lucky thing. You know, where once upon a time had been, you know, well, I've got the day off. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? When you go to look for a job, you know, one of the things that comes up inevitably is the benefits. You know, not just am I going to get paid, which is a nice benefit, but are there any extras in on top of that? You know, is there health insurance? Is there a retirement plan? Is there a, some businesses have places, have a gym membership to go and to work out.
Right.
Is there a place to park near the building if that's involved in it?
Child care.
Is it child care, equipment, you know, you're going to provide the tools for me to work with. And so.
Free coffee.
Free coffee.
Hey.
Yeah. Was that your list?
That's in the list, in your list at the radio station. Yeah.
You get paid and you get coffee.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great benefit.
It is.
Nice. I like coffee.
But, I do too.
That's what we're talking about this morning is or when we think about benefits. And the psalmist here, David, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So we've opened up the airwaves this morning, the radio line, 262-1567. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
262-1567. If you'd like to participate this morning, we'd love for you to do that. If the Lord has done something for you, you have a testimony, you have an answer to prayer, anything like that. But one of the reasons I wanted to do this, Dave, is because a lot of times I deal with things, you know, from the Bible, from our American history. And of course, there's a lot of negative things that are going on in our country, and we try to address that and warn people about that and bring that to light and mention those things. And we've done that for several weeks now. But I was talking to somebody this morning, and they said, you know, I really feel for our young people. I'm sure it weighs on their mind. I know when I was growing up, I really honestly worried about things like communism and nuclear war. And I remember being bothered about those things. And so I think about young people, and I know young people are in school right now, but believe it or not, we have a lot of homeschoolers that listen into the radio broadcast as well. And, you know, in pastoring, I try to encourage the young people that no matter what, you know, it was the same thing when I was growing up. Not the exact same thing, but we were worried about the communists. We were worried about nuclear war. I remember one time there was a show came on television, and it was one of these, like it was a documentary, but it was real. It was like it was a news, like life was going on, and a nuclear bomb hit the United States of America, and the news broke in, and they were reporting from different places in the country what was taking place. You know, there's a bomb hit here, and people, you know, and that was what the television show was about. And I remember watching that and going to bed for night after night, worrying about that, thinking about, you know, what if a nuclear bomb? And once upon a time, people talk, there was a whole lot more talk about nuclear arms race and Russia and America and all these things. And young people today, they're faced with some of the same fears. You know, what is going to happen? But I'm glad today that we can look around, no matter what the future looks like. You know, today, God is good. It is a beautiful day. If you have your health, you have something to be thankful for. If you have your family, you have a lot to be thankful for. If you have your children, if you have friends, you have a lot to be thankful for. We have food. We're very blessed in this country. We have blessings literally all round about us. And these are things that we ought to be thankful for. And in fact, the Bible says. So that's what I want to do. Today, I just wanted to give some time to thank the Lord, and if you'd like to call, give us a call, 262-1567. I'll mention something while we're waiting on a caller here, talking about it being bad. You know, things are bad. You can literally just become absolutely depressed by the news, but
it's easy.
It is very easy, but I found something the other day that reminded me of really the way things are, and this is sort of going the wrong way in order to make the right point. And I found an article, and it says on one side, our elite rulers are tyrants. And on the other side, it says how to deal with usurpers and tyrants. And so we've got two articles here. The one that says our elite rulers are tyrants. Let me just mention a few of these. I mentioned this as an example last Sunday morning when I was preaching in the message. And this is an article by Charlie Reese. It says the liberals often act as if the American people were entirely unjust or insane to be unhappy with the government. Well, let me spell it out. Here's the indictment. And he gives 11 reasons why the American people are unhappy with the government. I'll just mention a few just to get the point across. He said, number one, the federal government has destroyed the constitutional republic and exceeds its authority in countless areas. I've talked about that a whole lot of times, getting back to the Constitution. He says, while meddling in areas where it has no authority, the federal government has failed in its constitutional duties. Number three, the federal government has agreed to surrender on a piecemeal basis the very independence the American Revolution fought to establish. We've talked about that. Number four, federal government shows an increasingly fierce disregard for the rights of Americans. Number five, the federal government, whose profligate ways have infected many state and local governments, has effectively destroyed the American economy. A lot of talk about that. In fact, Mr. Obama came out yesterday and was introducing another stimulus bill, you know, like $50 billion or something like that. Our economy's bad, unemployment's high, businesses are having a hard time, et cetera, et cetera. Number seven, government has adopted, contrary to the spirit of the First Amendment, a hostile attitude toward religion, the traditional family, and traditional morality, despite lip service. Number eight, the federal government has substituted a socialist philosophy for a free market philosophy and a perverted form of altruism, and on he goes. And make some very legitimate points and things that I've covered over and over. Now, here's the point that I wanted to make. All of these things, that looks like that could have come in the email this morning. but I got this in the November-December 1996 edition of the Capitol Hill Voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gloom and doom.
Gloom and doom. 1996, let's see, 14 years ago, same thing. 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of Bush, 2 years of Obama, and we're still addressing the very same things. And so I would say to the young people and, you know, people younger than myself that maybe are just now waking up to, hey, there's something wrong in our country. There's been something for a long time. But during all this time, God has kept us free. We went to church last Sunday, had church, had worship service, sang the songs, heard the message. We didn't have to worry about anybody coming in and closing us down and interrupting the service and things of that nature. What I'm saying today, in spite of everything, God is good. God is sovereign. God is in control of all these things. If you have your salvation and you've trusted in Christ as your Savior, you have eternal life. You have a home in heaven. You have a lot of things to be thankful for. And so in spite of all the bad news, and I admit there is a lot of bad news. There's a lot of issues that need to be addressed and all these things. But if we forget about the goodness of God, well, we're going to miss a whole lot of blessings in this life. All right, we have a caller we'll take. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Wynn. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's Junior Greg calling in.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to give thanks to the Lord for saving my soul and providing me with godly parents that made sure I was in church at a young age and made the decision to accept Christ as my Savior. And Sunday afternoon or Sunday all day, me and my wife celebrated 18 years of marriage. So I want to thank the Lord for a godly wife that He provided for me and three wonderful kids. And all three of them have accepted Christ as their Savior. So we'll all be together in heaven one of these days. And just so thankful He even provided a job a year or so ago, a couple of years now, maybe when our family business was being closed down due to the road widening on King Street. I was looking for a job. I didn't know what I was going to do to earn a living for my family. And He provided a job for me, a full-time job. And there's so many things to be thankful for. And like you've been saying, the beautiful weather we've been having these last few days and all, but just blessed way beyond measure.
Amen. All right, Junior, I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call. Right.
Yeah.
And we encourage anybody to call in, 262-1567.
Amen. I enjoyed that. Junior and I, we were in homeroom together in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's been a few years ago. And, you know, I wouldn't trade my life then for my life now because I know what he means about the Lord blessing you and giving you a good wife and children and all of these things. The Lord is so good, and He's kept us all these many years now, I guess, going on 20 some years, been out of high school now, 22, 23, somewhere around in there. So appreciate that call. We've got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving my soul and for curing me of cancer. And I'm a cancer survivor, so is my husband and all my family saved.
Well, that's wonderful.
I just praise the Lord.
Amen. We appreciate that. Thank appreciate you. You calling in. Thank you for that.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you for calling. That goes right along with that verse number 3 where it said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And, you know, I'm thankful for doctors and hospitals and medicine and all of those things. But I know also being a pastor these many years and seeing a lot of sickness and cancer and things like that, there's a great physician. There's somebody that can touch and heal when nobody else can. And God does use the medicine and use the doctors. And I'm thankful for that. We're very blessed in this country for the health care that we have and things of that nature. We're really blessed. When I was up in Alaska, the little village up there that we visited in and got to visit around and hand out Bibles, and we seen several souls saved. There was in that little village, two times a lifeline had to come in. They had no hospital. I mean, nothing. It was like going into literally a third world country. And, but they did have Lifeline. And, you know, we just, run down, go to the doctor, go to the drugstore, go to Walmart and get stuff. We're so blessed to have so much, so many resources that are a blessing to us. So I appreciate that. I appreciate the two callers. And once again, if anybody else would like to call in, 262-1567, please go ahead and call in. We'd love to hear from you and love to hear those testimonies today. All right, there's another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. This is James Gregg, and I guess maybe we could turn this into the Gregg Show, but it's more about the Lord. So I'll tell you what he did for me as far as healing. It's been 10 years ago this coming Christmas that I had some kind of ailment, and I went to the emergency room, and they put me on a flight to Johnson City. They said, you're bleeding inside, Mr. Gregg, and they said, you're going to bleed to death if we don't get you fixed. So they called my pastor and my wife and so forth, and people were praying for me, and the helicopter touched down in Johnson City, and I was still alert, and they started checking everything out, and they said, well, you're not bleeding now, Mr. Gregg. And I said, well, let me tell you why. So I began to witness to all the people there, the doctors and nurses, that the Lord had healed me, I believe, from that bleeding.
Right.
Because people were praying for me. So it's been 10 years now. And I've been through a couple of surgeries that pertain to that particular thing. But he's brought me through those. And I just praise him today for my wife and my children. They're godly family, and we just appreciate them and appreciate your show.
Amen. All right. I appreciate that. And that's good to hear once again what the Lord's able to do. I'll tell you, if we don't have enough, if you would like to call, go ahead and call in.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. That's a blessing. It's been about 11, 12 years ago now, and I've told this at church, but I don't think I've ever dealt with it on the radio broadcast. Well, there's another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Well, I give my testimony.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the Lord, my Savior, you know, Jesus Christ, but I also, you know, love the lost, and I want to do everything I can to win them to the Lord, but I'm not going to, like, ridicule them for their disbelief, you know, but I will work on, you know, a witness.
Right. Well,
and I thank you for your program.
All right. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot for the
that.
Call. And feel free to call. 262-1567 is the number here in studio on Blessings of Liberty. Kind of praising the Lord today, telling what you're appreciative of, thankful for.
But I was going to say there before the caller, about 11, 12 years ago, somewhere right around in there, I had pneumonia twice in 1 year. And the doctors, they were just astounded. You know, they thought I had something really bad. They had, I remember the doctor telling me, you know, you're too young to be this sick. And I was in the hospital both times. And it was just a really tough time in our lives. You know, I was in the hospital, I think, more than a week both times, and really sick. And they had tested me for HIV, Lou Gehrig's disease, you know, all these things that have to do with your breathing and all that, saying that I had. And so they got me a little bit better, sent me to Winston to a specialist, and to see what was going on. You know, they're going to find out, get to the bottom of this. And he begins to tell me, you know, how they're going to go in. They're going to do biopsy, take a piece of my lung, test this, test that. And I remember when we left Winston that day, I was devastated. Now, people have been praying for us. Men from the church had come and prayed for me there in the hospital. And this was just shortly after I got out of the hospital that we went down to Winston and talked to the specialist. And I remember telling my wife when we left, I said, I'm done. I said, I'm not going back to the doctor. I said, I'm not going to have a biopsy and a piece of my lung taken out and all this. I said, I'm just done. I said, I'm going to try something else. And I remember, you know, I'd change my diet, really begin to pay attention to what I was eating and things of that nature. And what I think made the biggest difference was when the men from the church came and got around and prayed for me, the deacons and some of my preacher friends. And I believe the Lord healed me. And honest, for years and years now, since then, I have hardly had even a cold. I mean, every once in a while, a sniffle or something like that. But I look back on that. I look at the great health that I've had, that my family's had. And I really believe that God touched me. What if I had anything or whatever I had, he took it away. And he wasn't done with me. But I remember now, it's one thing to sit here and talk about, you know, praise the Lord, God's good, and, you know, he can heal us and things like that. But when you really know that God has touched you and done something for you, it's a very humbling thing. And it's a very it's a very deep valley to go through being sick and thinking to yourself, you know, am I going to die? Is this going to cripple me? What's going to happen to my family? Am I going to see my children grow up? You know, when you just have that terrible doubt and that unknowingness on the horizon, you know, it's a horrible thing to go through. But God is able and God does touch. Now, not everybody's healed. I mean, we're all going to die. We know that and realize that. But God does. And I've known a lot of people through the years. God has touched. God has healed. So maybe that's the way the Lord wanted it to go today. I'm going to read those verses one more time, and we've still got time for another caller. We'd have to be careful of the time, though, but if you'd like to call 262-1567, I'll read those verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. And so God is able to touch. He's able to forgive us, first of all, of sin sickness, and that's the worst problem. And that's a universal problem because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there is a remedy for that, and it came in the form of Christ going to Calvary and dying there for our sins. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he is able to forgive us and cleanse us of our iniquities. And so he's able to touch us spiritually. But I'm thankful today he's also able to touch us physically and heal our bodies and touch and help as only he can. He's the great physician. There's no doubt about that. And there's another verse here that I like. I wanted to read down in verse number 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Now, think about that a little bit this morning. How far is the east from the west? And it is forever. I mean, you can take off on this planet and go east, and you'll never get done going east. Or you can go west, and you'll never get done going west, as far as they're removed. Now, you can get to the North Pole, and you can get to the South Pole, but you can't get to the East Pole, and you can't get to the West Pole. That's how far God has removed our transgressions from us. And I really like verse number 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. And isn't it good today to remember and to know that we have a loving Heavenly Father that remembers that we're dust, that we're human, that we fail, that we sin, that we have problems, that our faith is weak sometimes. And so we serve a mighty good God today. I appreciate you listening in. This is brought to you by Mount Lebanon Baptist Church on 1128 Barrett's Creek Road. We'd love for you to come and visit with us. Visit our website, mtlebanonbc.org. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for your help this morning.
Thanks a lot, Wynn. You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty on AM 1450 WATA Boone.